Several issues are driving voters to the polls in today's primary elections. Among them, the growing dominance of artificial intelligence. A new piece from the Washington Post analyzes how congressional and gubernatorial candidates nationwide are addressing this issue and responding to voters' concerns about AI's impact on the economy, national security, and more. One of the article's authors, Shira Ovadai, joins us now. She's a technology reporter for The Washington Post. So I find this really interesting. This is becoming more of a flashpoint, especially as we are heading into these midterm elections. So you found that candidates in 45 states have made AI part of their campaigns. What in particular are you finding that voters are concerned about?
I mean, by far the hottest topic related to AI in the midterm elections are data centers, right? These big hulking computer complexes that are sprouting up all over the country to run AI calculations. And they've basically generated backlash everywhere they go, including in blue and red parts of the country.
So it is interesting because we've long talked about AI and we've talked about data centers. And what I find kind of interesting, Shira, is that it seems to be a bipartisan issue. Both Republicans and Democrats are coming out and talking about the negativity surrounding these AI data centers. But how does the messaging differ from party to party?
I think so there's two takeaways from our piece. One is that there isn't kind of hard party lines quite yet related to AI, the way that there are about lots of national issues like abortion and immigration and gun violence and racism. That if you look at parties and candidates talking about AI, there's not really a Democratic position and a Republican position on AI. It's a little bit all over the place. And the second thing that I'll mention from our analysis is that Democrats in general are far more likely to talk about AI as part of their campaign issues platforms than Republicans are. You can come up with all kinds of theories about this. I think maybe one working theory is that Democrats simply propose more government policies, right? It's the nature of the party to have more government involvement, and so that AI is part of that too.
Going back to the data center point, your analysis found the data centers account for the largest share of AI policies mentioned on campaign websites. How does the attention to them in a campaign perspective compare to their actual presence in the U.S.? You know, we hear all the time about they're building, this company's investing, but sort of what's that split right now?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting question. I'm not sure how to kind of assess that analytically, but it is very clear that in places where there's lots of data center building, so I'll pull out Ohio and Texas as two examples, you see a lot of backlash to those data centers, and you've seen candidates and politicians, elected officials, respond. So again, I'll give two examples from those states. Vivek Ramaswamy, who's the Republican candidate for Ohio governor this fall, was the co-leader of DOGE, the sort of Elon Musk government, reducing government spending and involvement policy last year. And he basically unveiled this very sweeping and aggressive data center policy as part of his gubernatorial platform that basically says, if a data center is going to be built in your community in Ohio, the data center owner has to pay all the electric bills of households in the country. And I don't think we've ever seen anything like that. And I don't think we've ever seen anything like that from a Republican, to put a point on it. And then Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, the longtime governor of Texas, also had to propose this, again, rather sweeping set of data center regulations in a state where he and many other politicians had previously welcomed data centers as part of economic development there.